WIRX.
Well, good morning. 7:06, Brack Hunter.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
Oh, Thursday. This is good. We're almost to the weekend, man. It feels good. I didn't think we were going to get it. It's been a bananas week. But I'm happy we get through today. We limp through this Thursday. Then it's Friday. Then it's beer drinking party time.
I know I said this yesterday, dude, but doesn't the Super Bowl feel like it was like yesterday?
It does. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's Thursday. Come on. It's too fast.
Hunter,
anyway, let's keep going, I guess.
It's the 17th of February in 2022, all right? We're already a month and a half in. Think about it that way, buddy boy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's it. Again, hurling towards death. All right, morning dump time.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, everyone pretty much knows at this point, we lost a legend not terribly long ago. Bob Saget passed away, and there's been very little news about it. The first thing we heard was that there was no foul play expected. Then we found out he had no drugs or alcohol in his system. Then we found out that he had a brain bleed while he was asleep and never woke up. So,
is that like an aneurysm kind of?
Kind of. So I'm going to give you some details here. The reason I'm bringing this up is because his family is suing Florida to keep his death pictures a secret, which, why do we want to see celebrity death pictures? Like, to prove that they're dead?
I know, dude. It's a weird thing.
Is that why we still say Elvis is alive and living on an island with Tupac?
Because it's like you're trying to ruin the image
exactly.
of the person that you loved and cherished.
What is the point of seeing the celebrity's dead photos? I just don't understand. Anyway, so his family is suing right now to keep the death pictures from getting leaked on National Enquirer, one of those other trash magazines. Okay. Anyway, what they're talking about right now is, and the only scenario that is possibly the reason for his death is that he bumped his head on the headboard and then fell asleep with a brain bleed and never woke up.
Oh, really?
We don't know.
Okay. He's gone, right?
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Just let it go.
Okay.
I mean, is what's going to come out of it that we're going to be like, okay.
I understand. I get where you're coming from.
There's a point to where you're just like, all right, guys, you know, let's just remember Bob Saget for what Bob Saget was and not be so concerned about what the last moments of his life were like.
I agree with you, Hunter, but though I'm just so confused and bewildered because was he jumping on his bed? Did he like fall back after a long day and he happened to just misgauge the length and hit his head? Because now, like, all the other stuff surrounding it is kind of suspicious in my mind. Like, how does he just randomly have a brain bleed that way? Was there someone in the room with him? What if Bob Saget was murdered?
So they still I kind of read into the story, too, and police still claim right now to this given moment there's absolutely 100% no foul play.
Right?
So
the only explanation is he was jumping on his bed and
jumping on his bed. Hey, Brock, I mean, dude, you could literally just trip on a shoe that's next to your bed and wham. I mean, I've done it. I trip almost every morning getting out of bed because I got so many clothes laying around.
Do you know if he, God, I hope that happens.
Shut up, dude.
Did they say, I guess I haven't looked enough into it. Was like he fully dressed? Was he laying in bed like normally or was he kind of in a weird position?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't really concern me, to be honest with you.
It's just
crazy. People out there that are just so.
But if there is foul play, though, I want that person brought to justice. That's the thing. If someone murdered Bob Saget, I want that person to get the chair today. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I wasn't there. You weren't there. So
miss you, Bob.
We'll never know.
And we will avenge you, Bob Saget. If there's foul play, we will avenge you. All right. Lastly. I will avenge you, Bob Saget. I will avenge thee till the end of
shaking
time.
Shaking his head, just like shut up.
Knock it off. Just knock it off. All right, I'm fine. I'm up here in heaven, chilling with God. We're watching old reruns of my show, America's Funniest Home Videos. We're having a good time. Science has just proven that hot people have better immune systems than their fugly counterparts. Researchers in Texas took pictures of a bunch of relatively healthy college students without makeup, had strangers rank them by attractiveness, and then tested their blood. The ones who were picked as the best looking also had more disease and bacteria fighting compounds. Proof that beauty isn't just skin deep after all, Hunter. So not only are good looking people getting, you know, free meals and free drinks and all this and everything you could want, they get paid better, they have a better life now, they're healthier overall. That's what it is.
So here's another dumb study. You know why? Because it's simple. You're better looking if you're more healthy. The more you go and work out and the better you eat, you take that before and after picture, you're going to look better, right?
True.
I mean, it's common. That's just common sense study, really.
I could see that. Yeah, obviously you're taking care of yourself. But there's also people that are healthy that fell out of the ugly tree. And I don't want to sit here and be a jerk, but, you know, even you could have a fitness trainer with a busted face. I mean, are they going to have, you know, a better immune system?
You're such a jerk.
They had the study. Now I got questions. Okay,
you know. And think about the eye of the beholder. How about just chalk it up
like a butter face? Right, everything's hot butter face. Is she got a better immune system? You got that two bagger. All right, she's got a rockin' bod. She's got a rockin' bod.
Well, hey man, your immune system's looking pretty rough.
Like Grandpa used to say, love is only a light switch away. Okay, and apparently. Health is too. I don't know. I'm no scientist.
Grandpa ain't wrong.
All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.